Mama, what's a podcast?
Well, it's when a group of men love their opinions very much.
Welcome to Feminist Talk Religion, where feminist voice, religion talk, and honest conversation intersect. Feminist Talk Religion is a project of the Forum branch of Feminist Studies in Religion. The Forum fosters community through digital and in-person opportunities to connect with others navigating the complicated world of religious studies, identity, and activism. You can learn more about Feminist Studies in Religion at www.fsrinc.org. What is this podcast about, you wonder? Feminist Talk Religion is a platform for feminist discussions about all things related to religion. It is an opportunity to hear from new and old voices, to be challenged, to learn from and about the scholastic world of another, and to have discussions we might not have otherwise. It is a space where the historically marginalized, especially women, are taken seriously. Welcome and join us.
Hey everyone, welcome to Feminist Talk Religion. We're a new podcast affiliated with Feminist Studies in Religion. My name is Sarah Emanuel.
And my name is Tomi Ordain. And as Sarah introduced, this is a new podcast. So we're going to tell you a little bit about what we're about.
Okay, so Tomi, should we just say who we are personally and then jump into who we are in relation to the podcast?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so yeah, I'm Sarah. I am one of your hosts for this lovely new podcast. My specialty in the field of religion is biblical studies. And even more pointed than that, my focus is New Testament studies. But we'll get into this, you know, throughout various episodes. But for now, I'll just say, you know, I like to play. I like to situate texts in their own historical contexts and also have fun with the stories. So, you know, what do these stories have to do with women and feminism and things like that? What about you, Tomi? Where are you at?
Yeah, my name is Tomi Ordain. I am an assistant professor in Black religious traditions. I also do work with constructive theology and ethics. I also direct the Black Church Studies program over at Bright Divinity School in Fort Worth, Texas. And I love to ask questions around what impacts African women, what impacts women of African descent, and where are places where we can insert our voices, where are places where we can pull up chairs to the table and sometimes create chairs and bring them to the table and say, we are here and we are a part of this conversation as well. In many ways, I am a part of FSR because I want to embody that reality. I want to be an African woman who is at the table, a part of creating new content, a part of helping ideas come alive, a part of making sure that women have space carved out in the world.
Mm-hmm. It's so important and so necessary. And I think something that we're hoping, or at least I'm hoping our viewers will get out of this podcast, is the understanding that religious studies is an academic discipline is very broad. And so you and I are approaching these conversations from very different disciplinary angles, right? Yeah. I'm very text focused and, you know, within the story and then asking questions of, okay, how have these stories impacted lives in antiquity and then also lives, you know, within the text interpretive histories. But beyond that, you know, beyond our disciplinary differences, we also have some commonalities in terms of outreach and public facing scholarship, right? We're trying to bring chairs to the table. And so something that I just want to name, I'm so grateful, Tomi, that you named your, you know, your own personal positionality within the field and what chairs you're noticing need filling. It's so needed and so necessary. And so I'll just take a moment to say, you know, my positionality within New Testament studies is not high in number. There's not many of people who have backgrounds like I do. So I'll just say, you know, I'm a Jewish New Testament scholar who's also a lesbian. So, you know, I'm a bit of an other within the field. So it's one of the things that FSR, or that is one of the hopes I have for something like this podcast and FSR, for listeners to recognize the differences across religious studies disciplines, and then to also recognize the positionalities we all take within the field and how those positionalities shape our public-facing scholarship and the types of chairs we want to be filled at the table. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think FSR does this type of work, creating space for women of different stories, backgrounds, disciplines, through various mediums. And we thought, you know what? You know what's missing? And you know what's really important in popular culture right now? A podcast that features women talking about the things that matter to them, talking about their work, talking about where they're missing and where they need to be in order for conversations that are happening in the world to make sense and to be constructive. So in some ways, I think about, you know, why this podcast? Because women have been saying things for centuries, millennia, and we want to join in the fervor that is the podcasting medium.
Yeah, so I'm so glad you segued there. So I'm actually on our Feminist Studies and Religion webpage now. So for listeners, it's fsrinc.org if you want to check out who we are and what we're about. But you could just see right when you go up on the screen, you have, you know, the journal. Feminist Studies and Religion has its own academic journal. It has its own blog. It just started publishing books. And so exactly what you said, Tomi, we're like, you know, what else can we do? How can we connect different voices in this like sort of new digital age? And podcasts came up. So this is us starting this new podcast. And what do you say, Tomi? Should we give some background as to how?
Let's do it.
Okay. So the idea of the podcast started in a board meeting within the forum group of Feminist Studies and Religion. The forum group are just those of us within the broader FSR organization having conversations. I'm just going to say sort of like, what do we do next? Like what's missing? What else can we do? Mm-hmm. And we were in a meeting. I'd say this was the beginning of the fall semester of 2018. And we were talking about storytelling. Right. So stories, as I'm sure I'll sort of repeat over and over again in these podcast episodes, tell people who is in, who is out, who matters, who doesn't matter, who gets to say. Stories reflect worlds and they also create worlds. And we were thinking, okay, well, like, what about storytelling in relation to feminist studies and religious studies, or the intersection of feminism and religion? Right. Like, how can we tell stories about what it feels like to be a feminist or a woman identifying or a member of the LGBTQ community in religion? What does it mean to be a junior faculty member in the field of religious studies? What does it mean to publish a book within religious studies? Just sort of telling stories and connecting each other to not just explain or show what the disciplines are like, but to create new avenues of connectivity, right? So to show how the world is within our fields and to also try to change things through storytelling. And Nikki Hoskins, who's no longer part of the FSR forum board, but we're still deeply in conversation with her, she's the one who was like, you know what, like storytelling and highlighting worlds and creating worlds anew, that's podcasting. I mean, especially with how public facing it is. So I think we need to take a moment to say like, hey, Nikki, awesome. Thank you so much for such a incredible idea. This is her thinking. And a group of us were like, yeah, let's go for it. And Tomi, that's where you came in. So you weren't originally in that meeting, but I mean, like, what made you want to join after hearing about that meeting and after hearing about Nikki's idea?
I think podcasting is currently just a major part of our culture in the present, and I see it continuing in the future. And podcasting is a really important way to digitize storytelling. It's an important way to essentially digitize, at least in this context, you know, feminist studies and religion, what women are talking about anyway. It's a means of kind of expanding our sphere of influence and our conversation partners. So I thought, okay, we can maximize who we're reaching. We can maximize the visibility of numerous women scholars who are doing great work and who want to have these conversations. And I mean, storytelling is a huge part of minority cultures. So it felt natural. It felt right up my alley. And it felt like something I was really excited about and could get on board about. I mean, I am so excited to learn from women whose work I don't know yet. I'm really excited to hear stories about how certain women came to be where they are, what ignites them, what fuels them, what gives them life. I'm so excited to spread the stories of women. I don't think we have enough platforms, and the podcast felt like a natural platform to elevate women in really important ways.
Mm-hmm. So when you think about this podcast and reaching women and connecting, who are you imagining? Like, what types of people are you imagining benefiting or listening to this podcast?
So, you know, I've been teaching for a few years, and I'd love to bring in different mediums as pedagogical tools. And I had a moment where I was looking for a feminist podcast that talked about religious and theological themes. And I found a couple, and I realized, wow, I only found a couple. Podcasting is so popular today that you can find 50 podcasts on one topic. Why didn't I find 50 podcasts on women who were having conversations in religious studies? There's not a deficit, because, you know, those other podcasts exist and I want to honor the work that they're doing, but there's so much room in you expanding their reach, sharing their work. There's the joke of like mansplaining, where a woman says something and then the man repeats it, and then it kind of gets the buzz, it kind of gets the shine. Wouldn't it be cool if women had their own platform to share their ideas first, so that we can cut down on of mansplaining that happen? It would be really cool to have a space where women can get their ideas out there first in a professional manner, in a manner that is available to everyone. Everyone can access a podcast. Everyone can listen to a podcast. I'm really excited about the reach of a project like this.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you're bringing just that word, everyone. So I think when we started brainstorming about what we want Feminist Talk Religion to be and to look like, we were thinking, okay, like, who's our audience? And you know, we want this to be wide reaching. We want, you know, scholars to be in conversation with us and listening to us, and those who are not part of the academic conversation, but have an interest in religious studies or this thing we called religion. So I'm glad that you mentioned that, as I sort of just want to name, maybe this is a good time to transition into what our episodes kind of will look like, you know, like what we're planning on talking about and how that reaches different types of audiences from episode to episode.
So, you know, we've played with a number of structures. We've kind of landed in part structure, part fluidity. We do want to make sure we center storytelling. So I think one thing that we'll kind of keep consistent is what's loosely called the feminist profile episode, where we'll literally hear the stories of women scholars in religion around just how they arrived at where they did and what was their journey, what was their story. And Sarah, I think you've been involved with another type of more, you know, structured episode that, you know, definitely tell the listeners more about it.
Yeah, so in addition to every season, FTR, Feminist Talk Religion, offering a feminist profile centered around storytelling, we'll be offering an episode on what religious studies scholars call liberationist hermeneutics. So a huge part about feminism and feminist studies within the field of religious studies is this thing called liberation, right? Like, how can we bring women's voices from the margins or even off the margins to the center? How can we expose oppressive hierarchical constructions and dismantle them, and in turn liberate people from various forms of silence and oppression and, you know, just general putting down? And so the thing is that as I think listeners will see, you know, you can ask one question or have one topic and have like 50 different responses to it. So we're keeping the liberation conversation going because there are so many different ways of talking about liberation within the context of feminism and religious studies. So, you know, I'll just speak from my discipline very quickly, which is the first episode on liberationist hermeneutics, or is part of the first episode. One of our speakers on the liberationist episode for season one is a biblical scholar, Cindy Chapman. She spoke with Tracy West, who is an ethicist. And Cindy and Tracy are from different disciplines, right? One's an ethicist and one's a biblicist. Not wanting to speak for Tracy and also not wanting to speak for Cindy, I'll just say really quickly for listeners now, with regards to biblical texts, right, there's this huge question of, okay, like, do we want to liberate this thing? Do we want, you know, if we read a text where a woman is being, you know, like sexually abused in the story world, and then that story gives people, you know, it sort of like normalizes sexual abuse of women. Do we want to save that text? Right? Some people would say, yes, I want to do whatever I can to shine light on the good of this biblical material. And others, even within a liberationist conversation, will say, look, I think the most liberating thing we could say is, you know, like, fuck that. I don't want to save a text that condones sexual assault of women. So, you know, we're just going to be opening up the conversation season by season for scholars in different subfields of religious studies to talk about what oppression mainly and liberation from oppression and what that looks like. Does it look like saving something or does it look like saying no to something? Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So those are episodes that we definitely want to keep in rotation for sure. And there's fluidity around some of what the other episodes would be. We'd love to make sure we engage a scholar's book and, you know, provide some publicity on that end, provide some conversation on that end. It'd be a really interesting approach to doing a book review, you know, dialogical book review. But yeah, we're open. We just want to talk with women who are doing amazing things in their scholarship, in their work. And we want to make sure that they have the platform to share with us who they are as a scholar and as a person as well.
Yes, yes. Honoring the whole person as the Jesuits would say. And so, yeah, you know, like listeners, knowing that, you know, you don't have to listen to all episodes to keep up. If you are interested in hearing, you know, a particular scholar's background or story, you can just chime into that episode. If you're interested in liberation conversations related to ethics, you know, you can chime into that episode. If you're interested in, you know, like, how do scholars publish books? You can chime into that. There's an episode, you know, we're going to be wide reaching and reaching scholars who are experts in different subfields of religious studies and hearing their stories about their lives and about their publications and about their teaching. We have a broad net.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm sure some of listeners are wondering, well, okay, what does this podcast, you know, do differently than other podcasts? As Sarah and I have mentioned, we're trying to take a really open approach into how we introduce these women and their respective work. But I also think we're taking seriously diversity. I think we don't want to just be Christian focused. I think we don't just want to be focused on white women. I think we want to bring as many voices, as many disciplines, as many areas of study and personal connection to the table as possible, because that's the world in which we live.
Yeah. And with that, even, you know, ask ourselves, okay, well, what do we mean by women? What do we mean by feminism, right? Like, what makes something a feminist podcast? I mean, maybe we can ask ourselves that now. Like, what makes this podcast feminist? What does it mean for something to be feminist?
From my experience and in my personal definition, to be feminist means to be focused on equality, justice, and inclusion. And that can take mm-hmm. many forms. So I identify as African, I identify as a cisgender woman. That means resisting patriarchal practices, whether I do it as a woman or whether I'm experiencing it from a man. It means resisting racist practices, which include, I need to be cognizant of, you know, my cultural identity and how it might impact and influence other people. I need to be cognizant of how my Christian identity might marginalize other people as well. For me, being feminist means living in the world with a sense of awareness and cognizance of others that I would expect them to direct towards myself.
Mm-hmm. I love that. So important, you know, just being aware of the structures that shape who we are and shape the ways in which certain voices are heard and others aren't. So in line with that, my goals for this podcast with regards to its feminist orientation is to listen, you know, to create a platform where, yeah, you know, I could be aware of my own positionality and the ways in which that positionality can hurt or help others. And to just, you know, listen to new voices, give people space to share their stories, you know? So like on that note, I mean, Tomi, I'm so glad that we're doing this. I'm so glad that we're doing this together. And you know, we have very different backgrounds in a way and very different positionalities. And yet I hope that we can work together to, I don't know, really bring into action all that you said. I think that you said it beautifully.
I want us to practice what we write about. I mean, I want us to practice our scholarship. I want us to put it in motion in whatever way that we can on this platform.
So what are your hopes then of putting this into motion? What do you want out of this? What do you want out of, you know, putting your scholarship into practice?
I want this podcast to, friends, it's not going to be like clean all the time, where it's not going to be, you know, super professional all the time, but it is going to be our best effort. And I want us, and I say this in my classroom also, I want us to use these spaces as practice to do what we want to see in the world. And I want us to practice it all the time. I want us to practice it until we get better at it. So much so that I want this podcast to model for the academic institution, for places of worship, for society at large, what feminist work and what feminist ontology looks like. I want people to say, know that, you know, what's a good example of feminism? That podcast, Feminist Talk Religion. Like, they really work hard at trying to do feminism well. That's what I want. I want us to be an example and a model, but I want us to stumble towards it because I know that that's going to be our future.
Yes, I love that. I share the same hopes and dreams. And I'm so glad that you said, you know, sometimes this isn't going to be clean. And I think in relation to that, my hope is, you know, we're creating a space to be real.
Yeah.
You know, we are real humans with real thoughts, sure, and real expertise, but also real feelings and real experiences in the world. And same with everyone we're inviting on to be, you know, a part of our discussions and conversations. So, you know, I think sometimes in the academic world specifically, and even outside of academia, you know, like I'll have this urge to be good, you know, like I just want to be good. And I think this podcast will give space to question, well, you know, like, what does good even mean? Who gets to say what good is? And what are the constrictions of being good within certain, you know, say like patriarchal male-centered structures? So I think my goal is for this podcast to also be real and to be authentic, however that looks to any particular interview person on the episode, you know, to listen, to care, and to also be real.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Again, we just want space where women can, one, just be visible, but also just be human. We want space for scholars to be human.
Yes. Yeah. I think, you know, there's this sort of like image of the academician as like this put together, very tidy person. And, you know, we're just humans and we have a lot of gaps too, you know, in our own understanding of the world. Like to be an academic is to be focused on something really specific. And even within the field of religious studies, we often don't get the opportunity to talk with people across subfields, you know? So I think that's what this podcast can also do. We get to be human. We get to show that we're just human beings and also show, you know, like we don't know everything, even within our own specific academic focus. There's no way we can be meeting everyone and talking to everyone and reading everything. So this is just another platform to bring in new voices, get to know each other, be real. So do you have any fears? You know, we've shared our hopes and dreams. Do we have any fears about this podcast?
My only fear is if we don't dive into it fully. I want it to be imperfect because that means that we're doing it right. So if it feels too perfect, if it feels too clean, if it feels too white, too Christian, too something, that's a fear. I want it to be everything that we want it to be. And that means that we're going to be figuring it out as we go. And that means we're going to have to be okay with our humanity and the humanity of others being a central feature of what this class is about.
Yeah, I love that. Can you say more about what you mean when you say you don't want this podcast to be too white or too Christian? What does a white Christian podcast feel like to you? You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't even have to be like a well thought out, you know, like dissertation on white Christianness, but like your affect, like what do you feel when you think of white Christian podcasting versus what you're hoping this will be?
Yeah. Or even just a white Christian scholarship takes a position in the world where it thinks it already knows everything and can say everything that there is to know, when that's impossible because everybody's not there. I want this podcast to be a place where they can say, wow, everybody was here. And now we know how to have these conversations a bit better. Now we know how to treat each other. I mean, religious studies, we're trying to figure out how do we operate in this world with senses of the divine, but also senses of each other. So how do we do this? Mm-hmm. I want this to be a place where we try to practice how we do this. So if it's white, if it's too Christian scholarship focused, then we're not practicing that well.
Yeah, I think along the lines of that is, you know, we as hosts, you know, we're both not Christian, but we are both.
Well, I am Christian.
we're both. I mean to say, the both of us aren't Christian. So we're not two Christian hosts on this podcast, but we are coming from traditions that, I don't know how to say this. I mean, I think we'll have an episode somewhere down the line on this like concept of world religions and how that should be like utterly dismantled. But we're from traditions that are given more of a voice culturally. And I think that has a lot to do with Christianness. I think Jewishness gets a voice because of Christianness. Mm-hmm. Christians sort of have to navigate how they relate to Jewish texts because Jewish texts are part of the Christian canon. So, you know, I want to be mindful of why I think Jews are sometimes in the center, but, you know, they nevertheless are a little bit, you know, like Judaism and Christianity are considered to be, by whoever got to make the claim of what, you know, a quote unquote world religion or major religion is, Judaism, Christianity are part of it. So while we're not both Christian and, you know, creating this podcast, we are from traditions that have more of a centered voice. And so I think that's one of my fears. You know, like we're really, I sort of have like a paradoxical fear. On the one hand, you know, I'm a little nervous about being so honest about our positionalities, right? Mm-hmm. You've shared that you are an African woman. I've shared that I'm a lesbian Jew woman. And, you know, like what could happen with that? And then at the same time, in dating our otherness, I'm worried that we'll miss where we are in the center and unintentionally exclude certain voices. Does that make sense? So I'm sort of like, my fears are like two sides of the same coin. Like we're, you know, we're too different. Like, what do we have to say? And at the same time, we're just creating new centers and putting new, you know, other voices will still be on the margins.
Absolutely. So this podcast will be a wonderful exercise in growing our awareness.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, you know, my hope is at least by naming our fears, we're doing exactly what you said, putting our thoughts out into the world and putting into practice, putting our humanity out there. You know, we have hopes and we also have hesitations.
Listeners, all of this. We're offering all of this in this podcast and hope that the honesty of our voices and the voices that will be on this podcast will be refreshing and will provide something different.
Yeah. So let's just sort of summarize real quickly, like in a couple sentences, wrap this up. Who is this for? Who is this podcast for? I know we've touched upon this, but just quick sentence. Who is this podcast for, Tomi?
From my understanding, this podcast is for people who have been afraid of or marginalized by religion. Fortunately, a lot of those people are going to be women. So they will find some solace in a space where at least that part of them is going to be recognized. It's for people who just have a contentious relationship to religion.
I completely agree. Completely 100% agree. Do you think those who don't have a contentious relationship with religion can benefit from this podcast?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But we want to make it clear. It's for people who have been on the margins. We want to make sure that they know that this is your space. Everyone is welcome. My advisor, Willie Jennings, has always painted a really cool picture of, you know, Jesus's preaching moments in the Gospels, where he's talking to the Jews. Everybody else kind of gets to overhear. I think it's a similar type of moment. We're talking to women and women who have, you know, different experiences with religion, and everybody else still gets to be here and gets to overhear and gets to benefit and learn and take part.
I've never heard it put like that, but I truly love that, because it's not Christianizing the Jewish space of the time period, but it's leaving room for, look, like, these are those on the margins having a space at the table, but at the same time, other people can hear. I love that. So in a sentence or two, what can listeners expect?
I'm directing that question to you. What do you think? What can listeners expect with this podcast?
I think to just go back to what, you know, you were saying, humanness, a tap into what it's like to study religion from an academic perspective while also caring about humanity and being a person and wanting to reach those who are on the margins. So, you know, you've mentioned, yeah, this is a podcast for people who have had a contentious relationship with religion, but at the same time, you know, we need to make clear who we are and who we're not. So I'm a Jew who studies the New Testament, but I'm not a rabbi. So my positionality with regards to discussing religion is going to be primarily from the space of academia. So we're giving people a view into what it means to discuss religion, at least from my side of things, from an academic context. But that doesn't discount the ways in which academia can reach non-academic conversations concerning religion. I'm not a pastor, I'm not a priest, I'm not a rabbi, I'm an academic.
Yeah, and from my angle, my scholarship is deeply experiential. So I'm bringing in church experience, and I'm bringing in what it means to be a Black woman, and I'm bringing in what it means to be a first-generation immigrant in the U.S. All of that, it can't stay outside of my scholarship. So it's deeply interwoven within, and hopefully, you know, the different identities that I name, people who might occupy those identities can hear their story and hear themselves in whatever I offer or whatever our various guests will be offering in their stories and in their work.
Yes, yes. I'm so glad that you said that. Yes, listeners can't hear themselves within us. Our hope is that they can hear themselves or parts of themselves in our guests. You know, while I'm not a rabbi, we'll certainly have a rabbi at some point on an episode. And, you know, I think listeners can just expect us to be honest, to name who we are, what we are, where we are in certain spaces. Right. And I'm so glad that you brought experience into it, because while I'm sort of presenting myself as, you know, I'm an academic scholar, I'm an academician of New Testament, you know, the fact that I'm gay and a Jew and in this field doesn't, you know, just get put outside the door. It comes with me everywhere. And I think you're naming, you know, your experiences are with you and they matter. And listeners can expect to feel that, to hear that. And
yeah, to let our listeners in on a secret, all religious scholarship is contextual. So I think we want to be really intentional about not leaving out important details, such as your context informs your content.
Absolutely. And your context can inform the same content differently. You know what I'm saying? So like, you can bring a certain part of yourself to one conversation in X room, and you can bring a part of yourself to the same conversation in Y room.
Absolutely.
Like, depending on who is with you and who is, you know, jumping into the same question, certain parts of your context will jump out. And so I think, you know, we're hoping for our listeners to see that and to feel good about that, to feel good about the fluidity of the human experience.
No, absolutely. So, I mean, in sum, we want to practice our feminism. We want to talk, and we want to talk honestly, and we want to engage religion. So we want to be feminists who talk religion.
Well, we hope you all listen. Again, we are Feminist Talk Religion, associated with Feminist Studies and Religion. We're a new podcast, and episodes will be coming your way in spring 2020. My name is Sarah Emanuel.
And my name is Tomi Ordain. And we thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to Feminist Talk Religion, a Feminist Studies in Religion Forum branch project. Feminist Studies in Religion works to center and connect feminists in religious studies through its various platforms, including a journal, books, blog, and forum. We appreciate your engagement with FSR's branches, especially with the forum's podcast, and would love your financial support. You can donate at www.fsrinc.org/donate. That's www.fsrinc.org/donate. We wish to express our thanks to all who have contributed to the Feminist Talk Religion podcast. Special appreciation goes to Oluwatumisin Oridane, Sarah Emanuel, Midori Hartman, and Susan Wooliver for their leadership and committee efforts. Thanks goes to Sydney Keplin for her editorial work, Thomas Lejoie and Scott Jackson for creating the music used for this podcast, and Kimmy Monty, Christy Cobb, and Owen Cobb for their creative work on the intro dialogue. Thanks also goes to the interns of Feminist Studies in Religion, Inc. for their work on promoting this project.